Russian currency.
Hi, this is Tom.
Well, they never came.
They still haven't called. I touched base with my shipping department in New York, and they said that FedEx said it was going to be delivered today.
Yeah, they kind of, according to it, you know, 4:40 is kind of late, but, you know, to get out of New York, maybe that's why. But do you think they would re-deliver on Saturday?
Well, that's the thing. Now that it was delivered on a standard overnight, not a Saturday, I'm afraid it's not going to be delivered on Saturday, Tom.
Would they hold it till Monday?
They would.
Because I need it. I have to have it by Tuesday.
They would reattempt for Monday. Yeah, I mean, it says it's not a vehicle for delivery. Maybe did your jeweler not? Does he have like? Is that why he asked for UPS? He doesn't know the FedEx driver in his area.
He says his FedEx is not the best.
Unbelievable.
I just don't. But because it said it was out for delivery, that's what is baffling.
Right, exactly, and that's what I'm seeing on our tracking. And then my coworker called, and FedEx said that it will be delivered today from what they were tracking on their end. Is this a residential address or is this a?
It's a residence, yes. Okay. But he gets them all the time because he's a jeweler.
Yeah,
he's a bench jeweler.
Right.
He works out of his home. So he says is, you know, it could be a new driver, you know what I mean, or something like that. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a number for him to call. I'll ask him when we're done.
I mean, I guess he could call his local FedEx facility, and then do you have the tracking number? I could give you the tracking number.
He has the tracking number.
Right.
Yeah, I'll tell him to try to do that. So I got another question.
Yeah.
A girl had a diamond ring to sell me over the counter. I haven't bought it yet. It's a pear-shaped. You know, it looks like an honest. I'd retail it SI1. In the worst case, it's an SI2. And I think it's like a IJ color, 5-carat. You know, it was like 15.5 by whatever the other one. But I didn't take it out of mounting. I don't know if I should even make an offer. You know, I can probably buy it for $10,000. You know, $2,000 a carat. I don't know if that's such a dog that nobody would want it, or should I even attempt to buy it? In your opinion?
I mean, it's obviously up to you in terms of you being able to, you know, resell it. I think that'd be a steal if you got it for $10,000. That diamond's probably $35,000-$40,000, you know, if that was like a GIA IJ SI2.
Okay. All right. That's what I was curious. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll keep crossing my fingers because now I found out the guy's not leaving to Hawaii. That's where he's going till next Friday. As soon as Norm, that's the jeweler, gets him, he can put it in and my brother-in-law, John, can pick the ring up, meet him because he lives near here.
Right.
He'll give us a check, and then I'll give him the rings. I know him, so it's no problem. I just don't want it stringing out till going back to New York and then coming back. Now it's Wednesday.
Right. No, it'll be out for delivery, Tom. Unless we call it back, which, you know, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
So,
but
yeah.
But there's nothing on your end if you...
That's...
Yeah, I understand it, but it just... You know, I just don't know why when you pay for it that they didn't. It just didn't.
They don't deliver it.
Just
yeah,
didn't go.
Right. That's really frustrating. I don't understand why they aren't delivering it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
stay on it on. I'll stay it on Monday if it's not delivered by tonight or tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Well,
all right.
I'm off for. Otherwise, I get overnighted to Hawaii. Yes, I don't know. Okay.
Well, enjoy your vacation.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.